I'm like Brother Casey. I really have enjoyed this week. Me and him's got to work together a time or two. It's been a long time, and it's been a blessing to get to be with him. I hope y'all been able to see that I love him and his wife, he's been a blessing to me throughout my life and throughout his, I guess. I said the other night, they said something about at Mount Lebanon that I was a whole lot like Casey, and I said I want to be more like Casey, and I meant that. I appreciate everything he's done, what he's doing, and everything the Lord's going to use him to do. I want to read some very familiar scriptures, scriptures I've read here before. It's a Psalm of Asaph. It's in the 73rd division of the Psalms. And I've been trying to study on this today, and then another thought the Lord gave me, I don't know, maybe a month ago. Y'all pray for me that I keep them separated. I'm the world's worst. If I study on two things at once, I end up unloading both of them in one of them. So I want to try to keep them separated because I believe the Lord wants it that way. But our thought is going to come out of Romans chapter 3 and 18th verse. And it says there, there is no fear of God before their eyes. And that Paul was quoting the Psalms 36. And it's talking about there was no fear before the wicked's eyes. And Psalms 36 where he quoted this. I'm going to be very honest with you tonight. We talk about lost people anymore. I just don't see much fear about lost people anymore. And I wonder why that is. I wonder because we live in a nation that don't fear God. I wonder if it's because our communities don't fear God. And just be honest with you, I don't know that we fear God like we ought to. I grew up in a time where people feared God. And I knew they feared God. I grew up in a time when the church was respected. There was a great big difference when I was a little boy. I grew up in a time when people prayed and you heard them pray. Brother Casey mentioned the other night about his grandparents that out there wasn't a meal eat without they blessed it. I remember those days. I remember when everybody feared God. I remember a time when our nation feared God. Our leaders feared God. I want to tell you something. I love him and I serve him today because I love him. But I still fear him. I don't fear him like I ought to. If I really feared him like I ought to, I'd probably live my life a whole lot different way. I'd spend more time talking to him and more time studying his word, more time warning lost people. I wonder if any of us fear him like we should. So lost friend, tonight, my prayer is for you that you'd fear him. You need, the beginning of knowledge is to fear the Lord. And we're going to read this psalm, and then we'll go over and read our text, and we're going to try to preach just a little while on this thought that the Lord's laid upon our heart. I hope, like Brother Casey said the night, well, I guess I don't know what night it was I preached, but I got tore up. I don't remember what night it was. I don't remember what I said, just to be honest with you. All I know is I emptied out. I tried to give you what he gave me, and I hope it was all right. That's all I know to say. I want him to be pleased with me. But there's sometimes we do need to slow down. And I get in a hurry. I just want to get done. I want to get it done, But tonight, I feel like I do need to slow down. So pray for us that we might be able to do that. Now, y'all know how hard a time I have with it. But this is a psalm of Asaph. This man, He'd just about give up. He looked at the wicked and how they lived their life. And he saw how they prospered, and it didn't seem they ever got chastised, and everything just kind of went their way. And then he got up in the morning, and he was chastised, and he was going through his life, and just like a lot of us, things were going wrong through his life. And he'd look over here at the wicked, and it seemed like nothing never went wrong for them. And then here he is, he just seemed to be miserable, and he was just about ready to give up. And then he went to the Lord.
Amen.
And he heard from God, and he remembered what was going to be their end.
Yep.
And he saw how there was no fear about these people. And I look around today and I see people say, get angry when you mention having prayer. I want to tell you, when your leaders of your nation get angry because it's mentioned about having prayer, there's something bad wrong. And I believe we're living in a time where people, Isaiah talked about, where people call evil good and good evil. I want you to know tonight, it wouldn't shock me any time for someone to come in and kill us all. I want you to know something, lost friend, you need to fear God. Because there's going to come a time you're going to face death. And when you do, you're going to need the Lord. And be destroyed with the wicked. So listen to what it says. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are all no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasseth them about, and a chain and violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, and they have no more in their heart could they wish. They have more than their heart could wish. And I want to tell you, that's where we are today. And that's one of the reasons we do not fear God. Everybody's way too comfortable. You can't have a revival when you're comfortable. I believe we've had a revival this week, but I'm telling you, we wonder why things don't go like we expect them to go. We're way too comfortable. Lost people today are way too comfortable. And so it says they are corrupt and they speak wickedly concerning depression. They speak lawfully. Their mouth is against the heavens and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither and the waters are full a cup and wrung out of them. And they say, how knoweth God? How doeth God know? And their knowledge is in the Most High. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily I have cleansed my heart in vain. And I've washed my hands in innocency. And for all the day long have I been plagued and chastised every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I could offend against this generation of thy children. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against this generation of thy children. And when I thought to know this, he was thinking the ones come after him. And that's why we can't give up. That's why we have to keep pressing forward. It was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places, and thou castest them down into destruction. How they are brought into a desolation as in a moment, and they are utterly consumed with terrors. And I want to go over there and read that text we spoke of earlier over there in Romans chapter 3. And then we're going to try our best to preach just a little while. It says in the 10th verse, and he's talking about the Jews and the Gentiles. He talks about how there's none righteous, and there ain't. But I believe in all my heart, he's talking about the wicked. Will you be a Jew or will you be a Gentile? And I believe there's people here that fear God. You have shown me since I've been here. You have proved to me over the years that you fear the Lord. But I still don't believe none of us fear him like we should. I believe if we feared God like we really should, this house would be full. I believe there's people tonight got lost children, have took them different places. If they really feared God and feared what was going to happen to their children, they would have them here tonight in the house of God. So we prove to our children over and over and over, we're nigh to him with our mouth, but our hearts is far from him. We'll speak and say the right things, but when it comes down to it, we always end up doing the wrong things. We're just like the wicked. If we're not careful, we're more concerned about the things of the world and how we might prosper. I said a long time ago, we wanted to give our children the world, and I want you to know I done good at that. I managed to make sure that I gave them everything they wanted that I could afford. And listen, I done all them things, but I wish to goodness I would have pointed them more towards Jesus, more towards his word, and more towards the church when they was little. That's why it's so important to train up a child in the way they should go. And the 10th verse, it says, as it's written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is open sepulcher, and their tongues, they have used deceit. The poison of the outs and under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet is swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. And that's why I believe this is talking about the wicked. And it says there is none that fear, there is no fear of God before their eyes. And y'all pray for us a little while today. I look today, when I preach and I hear somebody like him preach, when I hear Brother Barry preach Sunday morning, I begin to watch and look around. I'm watching the ones that, far as I know, they've never been saved. And I see the warning go out time and time again. And often I'll look at them while I'm preaching, and there's no fear in their eyes anymore. I remember a time as a boy when a man of God would preach, he never would get to the altar call when he'd tell the song leader to get ready to get a song. When he would say that, the altar would fill up. Lost people would come running. Listen to me, things have changed. There's no fear anymore, and they're seeing it in us. It's coming from us. We don't fear God like we should. If we did, we'd live our lives a different way. We wouldn't be so caught up in the world. But let me tell you something, lost friend. You better fear God. You better get in your head what's going to end up happening to you. Because it's coming. We'll get up here and tell you about the love of God and his mercy and his grace. But there's going to come a day he will destroy you. He's going to come with his angels, and he's going to destroy you, and he's going to cast you in the fire, and it ain't going to bother him one bit. He's a lamb right now, but I want you to know he's coming as a lion. And I want you to realize I've got grandbabies that I want to go. I want them to go. And some of them reach an age of accountability, and it scares me to death. I do fear what could happen to them. It bothers me. It troubles me. Y'all pray for me that I'll be able to talk to them. If nothing else, I'll preach to them in their homes. I'll preach to them in our home. But we need to fear God. You need to fear God. And listen, when Jesus was on the cross, he was hung between two thieves. I believe the one on the left never trusted in him. I believe the one on the right did. I believe, and when he comes to gather his children, he'll set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. But listen what it says here. And when the manufacturers of which were hanged round and said, hey, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. And but the other one answered and rebuked him, said, doest thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? Listen to me. Here this man was. He was hanging there near death, fixing to die. And he was railing on the Lord. If you really be God, that is your problem. You're still not trusting that he is the Christ. Dying moments away from dying. Rail it on him if you be the Christ. Get yourself down and get us down. And he's the other one said, do you not fear God? Do you not fear him? You're in the same condemnation. You're going to die, and you're going to die without God if you don't trust him. You're condemned already. The great preacher told you that last night. He said, Lord, remember me when the one I believe was on the right hand said, Lord, remember me when thou enter thy kingdom. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. I believe he feared the Lord. I believe he had heard enough about him. He knew something was different about this man. I want you to know there's never been no one like him. And I want you to know God gave him for you that you might live, but you keep rejecting him and not fearing him. And I promise you there will come a day. I believe that thief that was on the left hand, I believe he's in hell doing the rich man and everyone else that never have feared him and put their trust in him. Do you not fear hell? That was something else when I was growing up. I believe people feared hell. I believe they feared their children going to hell. Tonight I got saved. We've been Marty and Clarissa and Sheila was talking about today. Everybody's different. But I want to tell you, tonight I got saved, I was afraid of going to hell. I've told you over and over, I was afraid of it. And I was afraid he would send me there. And he would have been just in doing it. Hell is a place that nobody wants to go to. There's people there begging tonight, trying to get out. They fear him tonight, but it's too late tonight. I think about Jesus told them words. He told them in Matthew 10 and 28, he said, don't fear who can kill the body, but fear who can kill the most body and soul, and he can destroy it in hell. Listen to me. You need to fear God. We tell you about how he loves you, and he does. He gave his son for you, but you need to fear him. I really, really, when he talks, he was over there, and I look around today, and I see all these people. They make fun of us. They make fun of me. I've been made fun of before. How they say that man is crazy, he's a nut. They'll say these things and they go on about their lives. I live in an old house out there, don't have a whole lot, but God's been good to me. And I'm not jealous of doing things to God. We don't need to look at the world and want that. That's why I have no ASAP. But he still feared God. I'm afraid today we're no longer feeling God. I'm afraid a lot of us have feet have slipped and we've surrendered unto it. And now we're wondering what's her kids and her grandkids ain't getting saved. How many of you truly get up in the morning and start off with prayer? How many of you really at night, your baby's here, you pray like we used to? How many of you, when you sat down to the table, you thank Him for what He's given you and you pray for your grandbabies that they'll be saved, they'll never have to face hell? How many of us, how do you hear, won't somebody be outside, and I want you to know they're having a tent meeting of some sort up here. I saw it today on some kind of on Facebook, and this man was on there giving them a cussing for being loud. Keeping him up. It's 10 o'clock tonight. People shout, and he'll cuss, and then he turned around and said, I go to church on Sunday. I thought, what kind of church do you go to? Oh, listen to me. We do not fear God. I don't care what kind of religion you are. If you're trying to serve the Lord, I'm not going to cuss about it. What is wrong with us? What is wrong with a nation when somebody gets killed, little children get killed? When 9-1-1 happened, our whole nation, they stood out there in front of the Capitol and they said, we need to pray to God. And you know what they done? They all prayed. Democrats, Republicans, a whole bunch prayed together. The other day, they killed that Charlie Kirk fella for doing what was right. They mentioned about having prayer, and you know what they done? Got up and started shouting. They wasn't going to have prayer. Does that act like a nation that fears God? Does that act like a nation that in God we trust, and then we wonder why our children ain't seeing, ain't fearing God, when all they see is us, our leaders down with no fear of God? I've told y'all a thousand times, and I mean this. I heard my daddy tell me once or twice in my life that he loved me. But there never was a moment, never a moment went by that I ever doubted my daddy loved me. You know why? His actions spoke once more louder than his words. That is our problem. We tell our children, and we lecture our children, but then we turn right around, and we do right the opposite. And then we expect them to fear God when they hear us using the language we shouldn't use, when we're acting like we shouldn't act. We wonder why they don't fear God. They don't fear God because we don't fear God. If we really did, we'd do different. And God help me to be able to do different. ASAP woke up before it was too late. He came to himself. He went in his sanctuary. He talked to God. And then he saw what was going to happen to the wicked. He realized if he turned and went the other way, what was going to happen to his children, to his grandchildren. I see what's happening 50 years since I was a 12-year-old boy. That's a half a century. Where are we going to be in 50 more years if he, and you say, well, I believe he'll come back before then. I don't doubt that one bit, but what if he don't? What if he lingers? What's going to be left in 50 years? Is there going to be anybody that fears God? Are our houses, church houses, going to be empty? Is all the men of God going to be afraid to preach because they're going to be afraid to go get shot or arrested? Are we going to be afraid to sing too loud or shout the praises of God because we're afraid we're going to upset somebody? Are we going to get to the point we won't tell the truth because we're going to be afraid somebody's going to get upset? Or are we going to fear God? Do you not fear God, seeing you in the same condemnation? Oh, that one I'm going to write, took up his cross and went after Jesus. He wanted him. Oh, friend, do you want him? Do you really fear hell tonight? Do you fear death? You fear when that breath leaves you, what's going to happen next? Do we fear what's going to happen to them next? I hear people say all the time, I wish they could see the flames of hell. They pray then. Sometimes I wonder if we don't need to see them there in the flames. Then we might fear God. The night I got saved, Sister Betty Sue Metter was more worried about my soul than I was. I know she was. She looked at me and she was heartbroken that I was fixing to walk out of there lost. And just like that worked on me. Didn't say a word. They need to see about us. That we love them. We want them to be saved. They need to see a fear about us. Lord, help us. We've got some here, Father, that we preach to Sunday after Sunday, Lord. And I look in their eyes and I don't see no fear about them. God, help us. I know it ain't you. So we've got to be failing somehow. Help us teach our children not only to love you, but fear you. When Solomon wrapped up Ecclesiastes, he said this. And I read this Sunday in her conference. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. He's just talking about what he's just saying right there. He's talking about the whole book. Amen. He's talking about all of it. And the whole matter, fear God. And keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man, of all of mankind. You are to fear, we are to fear God and keep his commandments. Are we? That is our duty. Lost friend, I love you. This church loves you, but God loves you more. Fear him tonight.
Get this fixed tonight. Don't go on another day. And church, I beg you, let's live our life like my daddy did about us. Let's love our children. Let's not tell them we love them. Let's show them we love them. Let's not tell them we fear God, but let's show them we fear God. Let's not tell them we love the church. Let's show them we love the church. And I want to tell you there's a big difference. Because we draw nigh to him with our mouth all we want to. But if our heart is far from him, our children see that. They're not dumb.
That's right. I've dreaded all week having to preach this. But nothing but the truth will help us. I've been like ASAP so many times. I've wanted to just quit. I look around, I think, look at everybody else, how things is going for them. Yeah. They got all this stuff. Yeah. Their kids ain't hurt. They ain't buried their babies. That just seems like everything's going their way. Why do I keep going? Nobody's listening, no way. Why do I just keep giving all? I got poured out every bit I got. Nobody cares. And you get to think of that. I've been just like him. Your feet nearly fall. You nearly give up. Then you realize the thought of quitting and your grandbaby's going to hell. Your great-grandchildren, these kids sitting here, the next generation going to hell because you quit. You didn't fear God. This is the collusion. This is the end of the whole matter. Fear God. Fear him tonight. I want to be more like Prentice Cole. I want to be more like Casey Cole. We all stay scared to death somebody's going to come in and shoot us. And they might do it. But you don't need to fear them. We need to fear God. If somebody just comes in and shoots me tonight, they might be doing me a favor. I'll just go on and be with the Lord. Might not have to lay on a bed somewhere. Suffer. Lost friend, if they come in and shoot you tonight and you've not put your trust in the Lord, where are you going to be? So let's fear the Lord. He gives life and he takes it. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. If anybody ever had a right to quit, it would have been Job. But he just kept right on hammering. His wife, she said, won't you just cuss God and die? And he called her a foolish woman. He feared the Lord. Lost friend, tonight I beg you to seek the Lord. I beg you to seek him while there's still opportunity. Cause hell's real tonight. Fear God. That's my thought.